Fair to say. Let's talk hoarding, will we? Avril, hoarding, what is it? Is it one man's collecting, another man's hoarding?
It could be.
Yes.
Defined like that. It's mostly having too much of one thing that you're not going to use again. And you can have compulsive hoarding, and then collecting. And collecting isn't really harmful to the health. I would say clutter is harmful to the health.
I must be very unhealthy. Why do some people accumulate clutter and hoard, let's call it what it is?
You can't really define. I would say that there would be a trauma at some stage that causes clutter. Audrey might be able to fill us in a little bit better on that. but I kind of feel that if you've clutter on the outside, you've clutter on the inside. I suppose that's an easy way of saying it. And you can't really live in your house freely if you've got a lot of clutter there.
What do most people have as clutter in a house?
Anything from clothes to newspapers, books, too much of anything, toasters. Some of the houses I was in, you know, there was 3 or 4 toasters, not all of them working.
Why would anyone hoard toasters?
Well, for different reasons, you know, maybe the toaster would come in handy someday. I mean, the reality is if you hit lean times, having 4 toasters isn't actually going to help you.
Yeah.
But most people don't see past that. They just see, you know, hang on to that, it might come in handy someday.
What is it? Why does one become a hoarder?
Well, I think the only person that can use the word laziness is the person who's hoarding themselves. And that's something they attach to it, and that's just another excuse for not clearing it. There really can be no judgment in clutter. Because I always feel that any house that we went into, the people that live in those houses, they're genuinely doing the best that they can do. And in most of the houses we went into, the people were not ready to give up the clutter. In Audrey's case, in fact, she had realised that she didn't want to live like that anymore, that she needed help.
Take it all.
And so, I mean, we had a fun 3 days, but it's hard work, the 3 days. Initially, when the skip arrives, most people say, I have nothing to throw out. I need everything. And then by day 2, they're starting to purge. They're starting to actually get a sense of freedom, a sense of space in the house.
What about the emotional attachment to things that you might have, you know, a certain, some people might be attached to letters.
Certain
books or trinkets.
Sentimental
really,
hoarding.
But loads and loads of sentimental hoarding.
We were fighting over Layla's shoes, weren't we?
Well, there is a fear that you're going to forget or a fear that you're going to lose those memories. And the reality is your memories are inside. They're not in a shoe. So what Audrey was going to do was actually frame a couple of shoes. That's a wonderful idea.
I saw a mouse in the bedroom last night, says Mary in South Kerry. That can't be good. There's probably hoarding of bits of food there.
Well, that's another downside of the problems of clutter. It can be a fire hazard. Mm. It can bring in
unwanted visitors.
I mean, the weather can do that as well. But if you have clutter, you can be guaranteed they're going to find a way
for
in.
Sure.
If you have loads and loads of cards, keep one. Yeah. You know, keep maybe a couple of pieces of artwork from your children. But what you can also do is line all the cards up and take a photograph. And then you have one photograph taking up small space rather than thousands of cards taking up
space. So are you advocating, because this is, I find this tricky.
Well, now I'm going to sound neurotic.
It's
getting over the fear of giving things up. I think a lot of people are, that's what one of the causes of clutter, they're afraid to make the wrong decision. I'll just go back to the clothes there for a moment, holding on to clothes that you don't fit into anymore. What that does is every time you open your wardrobe is you feel bad. It's giving you a feeling of guilt.
Yeah.
I no longer fit into that. So what you do is get rid of those clothes.
Until you're ready again.
And when you've lost the weight or when you're at a weight that you want to be at, you then reward yourself with a new outfit. And that works much better for everybody.
Then looking at them and going, I used to fit into that and now look at me.
Yeah.
So okay. What to do with toys? Charity shops won't take them. They still work perfectly, so I can't dump them. But I'm not sure that the Teletubbies still need to be around. It's a good point, isn't it?
Dublinwaste.ie, fantastic way to get rid of toys.
Oh, toys. And
yeah,
when you say get rid of, are they going to toy heaven or are they going to be used again?
Somebody will use them.
Oh, good. What's that site called?
It's Dublinwaste.ie.
Free trade.
You take a photograph of it, pop it up. It is, I mean, if I could do it, anyone could do it. It's user friendly. I put a garden slide up last week and I had to take the picture off the web after about 2 hours. The phone didn't stop ringing. And I'm talking instant. It was up on the web, I'd say 15 minutes.
You had to upload the picture yourself onto the internet.
Took a quick shot.
I wouldn't be able to do that, but okay. You could do that, Audrey, could you?
I just want to say I think you're in denial, Avril.
I have to say that doing the programme was fantastic for me because there are different reasons for hanging on to clutter, and I've moved house so often it's a great way to purge.
Keep
moving. No, but I did have a room that my excuse was, oh, we're only back, and after 3 years you're not really only back, you've settled in at that stage. So doing the programme and realising sometimes you need somebody to say to you, actually, that's clutter.